trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat, hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 14th day of March, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We had some technical issues yesterday. Apparently, we're experiencing some today as well. And also, apparently, I'm not broadcasting live at the moment. You're listening to this on an archive. How about that? So, that said, our prepper tip of the day yesterday, which nobody heard live the first hour, was to please consider getting involved in the hobby of archery, focusing on recurve bows, recurve crossbows, and fishing attachments for your equipment, so you can go fishing with your recurve bow or your recurve crossbow. As of last night, okay, looks like we're live. As of last night, we have an additional 20 archery-related items posted at my website under Survival and Tactical Gear at my website, thelibertyman.com. Our prepper tip of the day today is to stock up on the following 2 items. Apple cider vinegar and distilled white vinegar. You want the apple cider vinegar to use for humans that have medical issues or health issues, the distilled white vinegar for all kinds of cleaning purposes, storage of food, literally many things. The distilled white vinegar can be purchased at a discount store. We locally have a chain called Shop and Save, which has the best price at the moment. You buy it by the gallon. Apple cider vinegar, you want the raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar. Bragg's is the best-known brand. There's probably others out there, but they're the best-known. A lot of health benefits, a lot of medicinal uses for both. Relatively cheap, all things considered. It's antibacterial and antifungal and just kills all kinds of bad bugs. Let's just put it that way. Antiviral. Relatively inexpensive right now and easy to get. During a crisis, well, there are ways to make your own. All you need to do is leave a bottle of wine open. The wine will turn into vinegar if it's left open long enough. But right now would be a great time to stock up on both products. Apple cider vinegar, raw, unfiltered, and distilled white vinegar. All right, we'll have open lines this first hour. Take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Hour 2, we'll have Leon Green. We'll be talking about health-related matters and, of course, doTERRA essential oils. I ran across a fairly new product the other day. This is archery-related, by the way. A product made by Marksman. It's a slingshot specifically designed to shoot arrows. And they come in a package with One slingshot comes in a package with one carbon fiber arrow that is broken down into three sections that you screw together when you want to use it. Now, this would be a great item to have, and I would have some extra arrows, of course, and I've ordered these things too, so I can do my own testing and evaluation of these of this particular product. But in a bug-out bag, one of these slingshots with some extra arrows could be a great thing to have once you have the expertise to shoot it accurately. You're talking about a piece of equipment that's silent, deadly, accurate, inexpensive. I don't believe there's any paperwork or prohibitions in some of these restrictive states, such as New Jersey, New York, California. There may be, there may not be. I have not looked into it, quite frankly. I have not. There may be, there may not be. These states get pretty crazy with restricting things that are well, they just are. So you need to check that out. Check out your local laws to see if there's any restrictions on purchasing a slingshot specifically designed to shoot arrows. But once you have the expertise to shoot one of these accurately, you have something that would be very handy in a crisis, because it is powerful, it is accurate, it is deadly. You can get yourself a rabbit or a squirrel or even a deer if you've got a broadhead arrow, so you'd have some meat on the table. It could be used as a defensive weapon, of course, to defend yourself. So a lot of possibilities there with a slingshot designed to shoot arrows. Of course, crossbows have been around for centuries. And the TV series Walking Dead has made them a lot more popular recently. The one character, that's his weapon of choice, is a crossbow. I think at the moment he's without a crossbow, but I'm sure he'll get one back soon, because that's his preferred weapon of choice. They are powerful. They are accurate. You can't reload them all that quickly, especially the more powerful ones. The Excalibur that I've got is a recurve crossbow, by the way, and I wouldn't have anything else. It is very powerful. In fact, most crossbows are so powerful that you cannot use a standard archery target, because the arrow will either penetrate all the way through or penetrate to the point where it's damaging the fletching. That's how powerful these things are. You need a special target to shoot crossbows at, because they are so powerful. Typically, they take automobile truck tires and chop them up into little chunks and compress them together to make a target that will stop a crossbow. They call it a bolt, crossbow bolt. They don't call them arrows. They're called bolts when they shoot them out of a crossbow. And even then, they penetrate rather deeply. And you need a special device to pull them back out, because a lot of times you don't have much to grab a hold of. That's how powerful these things are. And yes, they are very accurate. At 25 yards, I can routinely shoot all the arrows inside a 2 to 3 inch circle. Okay. So they're very accurate and very powerful. Not quite silent, but really close to silent. And, of course, the higher quality crossbows, you're going to spend some money. You can spend $1,000 easy on a good quality Excalibur on one hand. On the other, the less expensive crossbows you can get for less than $200 brand new. You're going to want to get several, I would say, half a dozen at least extra strings. That's the one part that does wear out and break. Wax that goes on the deck, the string slides across what's called a deck, where the bolt is held in place. That's pretty much it. There are low maintenance, they're simple devices. There are plans you can get on the internet to build your own. If you're handy with hand tools, you could build your own crossbow. No reason why not. And it's a fun hobby, something you can do in your backyard. If you take the proper safety precautions. You don't want to be shooting the neighbor's dog by making a mistake. But you could use it in your basement, your garage, your backyard safely if you take proper safety precautions. It's not going to upset the neighbors because there's no noise involved. People don't like noise in the neighborhood from firearms. Something that youngsters can get involved with also, and not so much the crossbows, but regular bows, regular recurve bows. Children like that. My grandchildren, they like shooting bows and arrows. It's a fun thing for them to do. And it develops new skill sets, helps the child develop confidence that they can do something that is an adult activity, basically. Another motion picture, of course, is the Hunger Games, where the female lead was very proficient with a bow and arrow, extremely proficient, almost to the point of being beyond belief, but possibly. It is possible to be very proficient with a bow and arrow, given the proper equipment and given enough practice. Practice. I was reading about total debt of the United States, and it was a phenomenal amount of money. I believe it was in excess of $60 billion funded and unfunded liabilities, three times gross domestic product. This cannot go on indefinitely. It simply can't. And here's the reason why. The debt has to be serviced. And it's whatever the percentage interest is we're paying on treasury notes and treasury bonds and so forth is what we're talking about here. At some point, we may be close to that point. At some point, all income from all sources will not pay the interest on the debt. On these instruments that are sold to finance it, treasury notes and treasury bonds. That's the point where something really serious has to happen. Either a repudiation of the debt, a deep discount of the debt, war. None of these alternatives are good ones. So just keep that in mind as you're going about your business and making your own preparations. Got a note here at Zero Hedge that Turkey, the government of Turkey, has ended the migrant deal. Apparently had a migrant deal with the Netherlands. Because of some political things going on, the Netherlands has upset the Turkish government, and Turkey has voided the agreement for migrants. Now, $3 billion was transferred to Turkey as part of the migrant deal. I'm not sure where it all came from. I think it was various European countries. Turkey was holding back. Yeah, Turkey was holding back a 2 million migrants in their country as part of this agreement. Now, apparently, Turkey's going to release all those migrants to flood into Europe, going through Greece first and then to these other European countries. What an absolute nightmare. This all began when the Netherlands shut down a Turkish Islamic Pride rally in the Netherlands. They had no reasons for doing that. They didn't think it was a good thing to happen for whatever reasons. They thought it shouldn't happen. It didn't happen, and Turkey is upset about that. You need to look a little bit deeper. Of course, the Prime Minister of Turkey is convinced that he will be the next caliph, and it will be in charge of the worldwide Islamic caliphate. That's what this is all about. Is the establishment of the worldwide caliphate, which includes, of course, destroying Western culture, destroying Western civilization, having the Western countries become Muslim countries. That's what this is all about. Don't fool yourselves. We have a lot of listeners in Europe, the John Moore Show, in the Netherlands, in Sweden, Germany, France, England, all those countries over there, Switzerland. Come on, guys, wake up and smell the coffee. They want to destroy you. They want to destroy your culture. They want to destroy your religion. They want to destroy you. I was talking to Randall Terry a few weeks ago, and he said he was in a debate of sorts, a public discussion with a Muslim leader of some sort. And the Muslim leader believed that once the Muslims achieved a majority in terms of voting, that the Christians would just roll over and voluntarily convert to Islam once there was a Muslim majority in this country. And Randall Terry told this guy in no uncertain terms, no, that will never happen. We will fight to the death to preserve our heritage, our religion, our culture, and not become Muslims. And majority be damned. I don't know how many Muslims believe this. Obviously, there's a percentage that do. They feel that once they have enough people that they can vote themselves into power and have Christians convert to Islam because they have enough sufficient political power. Well, it's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. It won't happen. You need to educate yourself about Islam. You seriously do. We have the DVD series at my website, What Would Muhammad Do? You scroll down the left side there, right next to the photo of me, where there's an image of a sword right above the spinning globe. What Would Muhammad Do? You need that DVD series. You need to educate yourself. I would get several copies. I would get a copy for the pastor of my church. I would get a copy for the local chief of police. Maybe the prosecuting attorney, district attorney in some areas. Elected officials who are in positions of power and authority, they need to understand also the true nature of Islam. They really do. Islam is, quite frankly, a clear and present danger to Western civilization, Western culture, Christianity, which is basically almost everybody I'm talking to. When I say Western culture, I'm including, of course, Australia, New Zealand. Of course I am. This needs to be understood. You cannot meet and defeat your enemy unless you understand your enemy. That can't happen. That won't happen. You understand who they are, what motivates them, what their tactics are, how they intend to achieve their goals. If you don't, well, you're going to lose. You will lose if you don't understand your enemy and educate yourself about your enemy. And they are our enemy. There was a great discourse in a public forum. I need to get it posted on my website. And we have a break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 14th of March. Now, I'm going to get my webmaster to post this short little video here on my website before the end of the day. It's on YouTube. Here's the title. You can look it up yourself. It begins with perfect answer, in quotes. Perfect answer to Islam being a peaceful religion. And it begins with this Muslim woman asking a question, and then there's a panel. They're discussing matters related to the Benghazi situation. And one of the panelists gives, quote-unquote, the perfect answer to Islam being a perfect religion. And you really need to watch that, and I'll get that posted on my website. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Mentioned in your prepper tip for the day about bow fishing. Well, I'm here to tell you that's an incredible way to put protein on the table. I've done a lot of it in the past, and obviously you don't have to wait for them to bite. And during legal time, during the seasons, any rough fish, you can't take a game fish like bass or anything like that, but all the rough fish are available. And here in our area, we've got the big head carp and the silver carp. They're filter feeders, and they run along the surface filtering out, I guess, our version of plankton. And they're incredibly tasty fish if you cook them right. And I have shot a boatload of them. And that's the only thing. You got to figure out a way to do something with all the fish you get. And right, it's not a guarantee by any means, but I'll tell you, it is incredible fun, and it'll put a lot of protein on the table.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good idea. Something else that works for bow fishing is to take some dry dog food and toss it into the water.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. You have a feeding frenzy of these fish going after the dog food. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got a couple other things I wanted to run by you. A friend of mine caught Hagman and Hagman the other day, and I believe he's on there on Republic, correct?
I don't know if Doug and Joe.
Yeah, I believe
I think
so.
They were. I'm not positive.
Well, here's the topic. Supposedly, and I looked on my intelligent phone that I've got now, and I couldn't find it. But I found Hagman and Hagman, but I couldn't find what I'm going to talk about. Supposedly, there's going to be some kind of a seminar in Branson, Missouri, on giants and people that have seen them recently. And if you know of anything about that, it would be great to pass that info on. I'd love to go down there. It's not that far for me. And I looked and couldn't find it on my phone, and I haven't had a chance to get to the library. But anyway, giants and Branson, there's going to be some kind of a seminar on that, and it was on okay. Hagman and Hagman.
Okay. Well, Hagman's right. are not on RBN as
Ooh.
Having a show. They do.
Sorry
they
about
are,
that.
Well, they're on as guests occasionally, and I've had Doug Hagman on my show as a guest. Also,
well, I knew that. Yeah, I
All
knew
right.
that. Okay, and then one other. Go ahead.
Steve Quayle doing a thing with the Giants or somebody else?
Well, he's written a lot about them. I know that. He's written books about them.
Right.
I don't know who's going to be in Branson. I just got it just piecemeal. You know, I didn't get all the
information. Okay, well, maybe one of our listeners. I'm not aware of that. Maybe one of our listeners will have that information and get it in here.
Okay. And then the third thing I wanted to bring up real quick, you had an incredible show yesterday where you interviewed a gentleman that wrote a book about what's going on down in Antarctica.
Right, right.
And I know you've got things on archives and YouTube, but man, if you could do a thumbnail recap of what he talked about yesterday, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, all right.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Well, the gentleman I interviewed yesterday, his name is Joseph Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A. It's Romeo Echo Yankee November Alpha. Joseph Reyna. His book is titled Incredulous. And rather than do very much on this, I'm just going to refer you to listen to the second hour yesterday. It would be Monday the 13th. And you can get the complete story of what he's come up with. A lot of it has to do with the Antarctic. Fascinating stuff. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 14th of March. Always getting new things posted at my website at thelibertyman.com. Something I haven't talked about for quite a while. It's a book, it's a free download at my website. The title of it is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Dr. Murphy was very popular nationwide back in the 1960s when he wrote this book. It came out about 1966 or so. He was a Christian, by the way, and the book's written from a Christian perspective. And I think there's a lot to this book. I recommend this book. I try to read it at least once a year myself. My personal copy is got tabs and it's highlighted here and there. Great book. Also, my website, of course, is The Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. That's what The Energy Cleaner is, a marvelous healing device. It will help you get a great night's sleep. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, if you have arthritis pain or low back pain, it will help mitigate the pain. If it doesn't, there's a small percentage chance, 3 to 5% chance it won't. I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and get the Energy Cleaner. Get yourself a mattress pad while you're at it. It's a great combination. And get on the road to optimal health and well-being. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. All right, we got a caller on hold here. We got Alan in Missouri. Good morning, Alan.
Information about the Branson Conference, including Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Tom Alberino, and several others. It's on Steve Quayle's site, easy to get to, just right on the front page. So,
okay.
Information for him, sir.
I thought that Steve might be involved with it because it sounds like the kind of thing he would. I appreciate the call, Alan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Okay, so there's your answer. Go to Steve Quayle's website and you get all the details that you need. All right. Let's see. Where can we go from here? Donald Trump is the real deal. I'm absolutely convinced of it. He's working in our best interest. I recall, I'm old enough to remember when John Kennedy ran for president. I was 1960. I would have been a freshman in high school. I was not a freshman in high school. I was in junior high school, but I was 13, 14 years old in junior high school. And I remember one of the things that was said frequently about John Kennedy is, quote unquote, he's wealthy, so he's not in it for the money, which was a true statement. He was wealthy. He came from a family fortune made from smuggling whiskey into the United States, of all things. That's how Joe Kennedy made his money. But, yeah, he was wealthy and didn't need the money to be president of the United States. And for Donald Trump, quite frankly, it's a dramatic reduction in income, a dramatic reduction in income. I think the president makes about $250,000 a year or something of that nature. He is the real deal. I believe he has the best interest of the United States and our people in mind when he does what he does. He's put together a great team of men and women who are very well qualified to do the things that they've been given the tasks to do. And I think he'll do the best job he can. Now, Hussein Obama, who bought an 8,000 square foot home just 20 blocks, 2 miles from the White House, is working every day, and he doesn't play golf, with his favorite Muslim communist helper, Valerie Jarrett, to destroy the United States, to destroy the Trump presidency. And, of course, that's being funded at least partly by George Soros money. That's what's really going on. So you need to understand this. And need to understand that President Trump needs your help. He needs your prayers. Our country needs your prayers. And the Trump administration and what they're doing needs all the support you can give them. They do, seriously. And Republicans, of course, are the party in power. The President Trump represents the Republican Party as well as the American people. Any elected official who supports President Trump, you should consider supporting that elected official if they meet your other criteria, whatever that criteria might be, for being a patriotic, Constitution-believing person. We need to do this at every county and every township in the United States needs to show support for President Trump to give him the tools he needs. And public support is a big part of what any president does and how they do, how effective they are. Here's how this works. When these congressmen and senators see that the president is having large majority support, That helps wake them up and smell the coffee also, because they can see that the tide has turned and they want to be on the winning team. So that's why they go ahead and support the president, at least partly, is because they see the president has this huge amount of support and they want to be on the winning side. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Yeah, it was only this morning. For some reason, I got up at 3:30, and that was it. And so, of course, I had lots of Fox. But it is astonishing to me that even, and I hate to say this, but even people like Speaker Ryan, they like to ride the fence, because apparently job one for these guys is not looking out for Americans. It's getting reelected, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. These people are just gutless, and they'll back up over you if they think it works for them. So, yeah, when they see support for the president, of course, they can't get behind him quick enough. It really is just so pathetic. It's just so wimpy and impotent. It just really is just sad. But that's I guess why politicians are held in such low esteem. I wanted to say a thing about grass carp. That was an interesting phone call. I got a picture on my phone from my son, my middle son, who was bow fishing, oh man, maybe last Friday. And he, I sent this picture to Tim Spencer. I would have sent it to you, but I don't believe that's possible. He was standing in 60 grass carp on the levee that he had shot in a couple hours. Some of these were in excess of 30 pounds. Here in Missouri, the conservation agents ask that you not put them back. So, I mean, that's a lot of stinking protein on the shore, but that's
right.
That's what they do. Now, Yeoman Spencer, I had an extended conversation with him. He's probably a petty officer, actually, I guess. He says the things are highly edible. And I think that's what Dan said, didn't he? You just got to know how to cook them or something.
Yeah,
like
you have to know how to cook them. Yeah, right.
My son was bow fishing next to this small Asian man who was out there with a bamboo pole about 8 feet long. And the man had been sitting there quite some time. And Peter shot about a 30-pound carp, and he threw it up on the shore and turned around. And the guy's eyeing him. He's eyeing the carp. And he says, it's kind of one of those, or you can eat that moments. And when this guy realized that Peter was just going to walk away and leave it there, he said, can I have that? And of course, he said, well, sure. The guy folded up all of his fishing gear and said, well, yeah, put a fork in it, I'm done today. And he grabbed the carp and he took off. So apparently, I guess the man knows how to cook him, and he was looking for something to eat.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a skill, both skills. I think learning to use a bow is a wonderful thing to do. It's a lot of fun. I only just started this year, and I guess learning to cook carp would be nice too. Got to figure it out. Yeah.
We got some grass carp. One of my ponds has three grass carp.
Oh, really?
They look like Polaris submarines going through the water. They're so huge. They're between 3 and 4 feet long.
Yeah, it is shocking to look at, and if you've only got three, you probably need to keep them right there. They're probably keeping that place pretty clean.
Well, actually, my understanding is once they get that big, they stop eating the grass and start eating fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. That's what I've been told. I'm no fisherman, but that's what I've been told.
Yeah, so. I'll be done. No, that's interesting. I'll kind of try to look into that. That is fascinating. I never did hear that. Well, maybe that's how a guy would catch him with a pole. Okay. All right, that's interesting. Well, okay. John, thanks a million. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for the call, Rick.
All right, sure.
Thank you. The call number is 800-313-9443. There's a tradition here in the Ozarks for capturing fish. I don't know if it's done in other parts of the country or not. It's called noodling, and this is where the fisherman gets down in the water in a creek or a small river along the edge where there's a overhang of a tree and dirt where the fish can get underneath there. And what the noodler does is reach down in the water and locate the fish. This would be a big fish, by the way. reach their hand inside the fish, grab a hold of whatever there is to grab a hold of inside the throat of the fish, clamp down on it with their hand, and pull it out and toss it up on the bank. So in the process, apparently people that do this get their arms all scratched up from whatever little teeth that the fish have. And that's called noodling. It's something I don't think I would voluntarily participate in unless I had no choice and was really, really hungry. But it is something that's been done here in the Ozarks for more than a century. How about that? It's a little bit of Ozark lore here. And there's people who still do this. There are people that still do it. I have neighbors, and if one of them, I'm up the road from here, I'm related to him by marriage. One of his sisters married one of my cousins. His sister married my cousin. That's how we're related. But anyway, he's a Ozark hunter and fisherman, retired from the mines. Great guy. He took my wife and myself on a walk through our woods here and showed us the obvious signs of deer being about, if you know what to look for. If you don't, a city boy like me would just walk right past it and not even know it. But these are skills that my neighbors have of locating wildlife. There's other, some of my neighbors also have the skills of locating wild edibles. In fact, we're having a class here. Our preparedness group is having a class next month on the location, harvesting, and preparation of wild edibles and also herbs for medicinal use. So, we'll be doing that next month. If you want to learn about wild edibles and herbs in your area, you need to go to a class taught by a qualified instructor, or get a really good quality book with full color photographs of the wild edibles and herbs. You do not want a book that has black and white photographs or black and white drawings. You see, now that's just going to give you problems. So you need a book with full-color photographs of the wild edibles and the herbs, and that will help you to properly identify the wild edibles and the herbs. Looks like we got a note here. Looks like Leon is coming on about 15 minutes late today. He's stuck in... traffic in Los Angeles. You know, hang in there, Leon. He may be listening to the show right now. But one of the films that we're going to be showing, it, we have a Friday night film, our preparedness group shows every Friday, and one of them this season is going to be The Way Back. Based on a true story about some men who escaped from a Siberian prison camp in World War II and walked 3,000 miles to freedom. One of the things I noted was the men were suffering from lack of vitamin C when they were surrounded by conifers, pine trees, and that type of tree, which you can make tea out of the pine needles that is very rich in vitamin C and would help prevent scurvy and the consequences of scurvy, which one of the consequences they show in the film is loss of night vision and eventually just going completely blind. Got a caller on hold here. We got Terry in Wisconsin. Good morning, Terry.
I'm looking at your website in the 35 acres that's for sale, and in there it talks about a place called Warsaw, Missouri, and I'm on a regular U.S. map, and I know that you're in Crawford, and I'm seeing some of the cities around there, but I don't see that. Can you give me an idea what city that would be closer to that might be on the map?
Lake of the Ozarks, which is about a two to three hour drive from where I am.
Okay, so this is not in Crawford County then?
No, sir. Not even close.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. I was under the impression it was right next door to where you're at. So.
No.
This is down the road from you.
Yeah. Well, if you call a 2-hour drive down the road, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that clears that up. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, sir. We've got a break coming up here. We've got time for one or two more calls at 800-313-9443. Yeah, assumptions. Terry is making an assumption based on no evidence. And we all know what happens when we make assumptions, doesn't it? Don't we? Now, right below that, the Ozark Survival Community, that is in Crawford County. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 14th of March. Well, we've been all over the map this first hour, covering a lot of different topics, everything from bow fishing to Islam and the national debt and so forth. It's always a lot of fun going all over the map and hearing what your questions and comments are. The bottom line, of course, is personal preparedness, situational awareness, spiritual preparedness. In the absence of spiritual preparedness, you are hopelessly lost. If you go to my website, you'll see I do private consultations, $250 an hour. And I do these for people all over the country, and in fact, even around the world, in Australia and so forth. And I've had clients who could literally buy tractor-trailer loads full of freeze-dried food, medical supplies, equipment, everything you can imagine, literally. Not blink an eye, on one hand. On the other, their spiritual house was not in order, and they could have 20 tractor-trailer loads full of freeze-dried food and still not have peace in their hearts because their spiritual house was not in order. That's a pretty serious matter. And you probably know people like that. I know people like that. You probably know people like that also. It's a shame. It's a shame because it doesn't cost anything except your time and your diligence to get your spiritual house in order, whatever that is for you. It's not my job as a radio talk show host to tell you what your spiritual beliefs should be. I do feel a responsibility, however, to let you know and advise you that getting your spiritual house in order is not optional. It is not optional. If you think you can have preparedness and have peace in your heart without spiritual preparedness, well, you're just fooling yourself. You are just fooling yourself. That's all you're doing. So take care of that part of your life, whatever that is for you. For some, it might be Christianity. For some, it might be something else. I hope it won't be Islam. It's a freakish, dangerous, barbaric religion. The man who started the whole thing, of course, was a murderer, polygamist, pedophile. That's what he was. And that's clearly documented in the holy writings of the Quran and Hadith, that Muhammad was a polygamist, murderer, and pedophile. All those things. He personally murdered people, by the way. But getting back to your own spiritual quest, just begin it, get started on it, and it will become part of your life the rest of your life. That would be a good thing. We've got a top of the hour break coming up here. We'll have open lines the first 15 minutes. We'll be joined by Leon Green about a quarter after, give or take a little. The traffic situation in Los Angeles, apparently at this time of day, coming up on 7 a.m., is pretty horrendous. 16-lane traffic. Breathtaking. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.